Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's Mike Schoke and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Schoke.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man, like plural, big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S, bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh, international games season. Today's your day, international games. International games, which is now, like, as always, football is just sort of populating new terminology all the time. International games seems like there should be kilts. There should be, like, a series of events, like the Olympics. Hurling, though, would be involved. You know hurling?
Mm-hmm.
Rugby. International games.
Hurling. I used to know, I think, what hurling was, but now I'm not entirely sure.
Don't ask me. But I know of it.
I know it takes curling. Place at Highland Games.
Highland Games, international games. There should be a javelin flying through the air at these international games. We've got Spain. We've got Germany. We've got Brazil. We've got Ireland. We don't have the Bills, so your wish was granted.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I feel like it's going well, even though we don't know anything.
No news is good news.
No news is good news. I mean, if they had been included in that, we'd know a game, but I wouldn't like it. I said yesterday that's the thing I'm rooting most against is them getting one of those games. So I'm relieved that that isn't happening.
And that's why again?
The travel. I just don't think it's advantageous to having your best season. I don't know that it's been studied scientifically, but I just it stands to reason that flying to England to play football and then flying back and playing a game 6 days later or 7 days later is harder than if you fly to Miami.
Well, they do give you the option of the bye week.
That's right.
And how much farther is it than LA? We had this conversation yesterday, but there's no way to find out the distances between the places. So there's, unfortunately, we're left to guess.
It's about the same flight, isn't it? Probably five.
I would think.
Is it about 5 hours?
LA's five and a half.
I'm messed up by going to, like, my first time going to Europe was direct from Toronto to Barcelona, and that was 9 hours.
Nine?
Mm. Yeah, and it doesn't feel like Barcelona, like Spain is that much farther from England, but I guess probably about 4 hours. As it turns out.
It might be two. Maybe it's not four, but maybe it's two. But you get that bye week. And you also, if you play in England, say, you also don't have to play your opponent in their stadium. Like, this would not have been a home game for the Bills.
Right.
The Bills have not had an international home game since they went to Toronto every year. It's always, am I right about this? Like, Jacksonville, or maybe I'm not. Was Jacksonville a, maybe it was, actually. Maybe one of the London games against Jacksonville were home games. Anyway, if this year they would have been a road team, Pittsburgh or Cleveland or the Jets were the possibilities. I guess the Dolphins too. But whoever they would have played of those teams, that would have counted as a road game. So you're not going to those cities.
Yeah,
that's something.
I think it even messes with the bye. The last time the Bills did it, they didn't choose to do that. I think McDermott wanted to have the bye later in the season. That was relatively early, right? Week five, I feel like that was. Maybe.
They played the Giants on Sunday night here the next week.
Right. So
great game.
I feel like if you choose to have the bye there, your bye is spent recovering from having been to England, which is not exactly the same as just having a week off in the middle of the season given a normal travel schedule. I don't know. I don't need to make a mountain out of it. It's, you know, it's very likely, I want to say today, that the Bills will play one of these games next year because it's been a few years now since they've done it. So their name will probably come up.
You got to think Saudi Arabia will be one of the right,
eventually,
sites next
eventually.
Year.
Yeah, there was a guest on. I did not catch his name.
John McIntyre
with Chris and Steve on One Bills Live on my way in, talking about, you know, the schedule stuff in Europe and a European division and a Super Bowl elsewhere. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't know, Australia maybe. You know, I was like, what are we doing? Anyway, I like that they're not playing internationally, and I saw a few different places today, the travel schedules, miles flown, and the Bills are traveling the second least of any team in the league.
Yes.
Air miles. I think I like that too.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be worried about going to England, I'm gonna feel good about only leaving the time zone one time. I think they go to Houston, right? And that's it.
That is it.
Outside of the Eastern time zone.
What is their best road game? Sal asked me on his show today if I have a.
Wait, you were on Sal's show today?
I was.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was recorded, by the way, because it was right smack during ADP chasing, so we had to do it earlier.
Oh, I see.
Just okay. So nobody wonders.
Yeah, all right. Because you're such a schedule freak, he wanted to have you on.
Yeah, we are.
Reciprocity. I got
schedule
you.
Schedule
yeah,
geeks.
Good. Yeah.
He asked me if I had a dark horse Bills night game, and I said Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think Atlanta's good.
Atlanta, like Thursday night.
Thursday or Monday.
I just feel that feels
never
like.
Never Sunday.
Let's get Atlanta on, and the Bills, and big market, and okay, yeah. Like, that sort of adds up to me. I wouldn't be surprised to see that be a sneaky night game. Because, like, the prime Bills opponents that they're hosting aren't all going to be night games. You know, like you just can't look at the schedule and go, great team, great team, great team, great team. Okay, those are the night games. That's very unlikely that it will work that way. I guess it could, but I would be very surprised. So if you want to get to five night games, then you got to look around for like a, you know, an oddball. And Atlanta, I think, fits.
Atlanta's okay. You want five? You think five?
Sure. That's,
is that the limit?
I feel like
the Bills had seven.
Right. Once they get added in, I think, right? The year where they went to Miami in the season finale.
Yes.
I think they ended up with seven.
At the time, that had never happened before.
Right.
That's another weird one. Like, if you go back 10 years, when I was in my Al Michaels is never walking through that door phase,
yeah,
they had set a record seven night games 2 years ago. That's 2 years ago. Best road game, maybe Falcons. Carolina's not that. Pittsburgh, Cleveland are okay. I would hope for the fans, those are road trips.
Mm-hmm.
Like those are day games that you can go to because that'd be really fun.
Drivable, 3 hours. Yeah, right.
Yep. Division games, and then what's left? Houston. That's it. AFC East, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, Carolina, Houston. That's the road schedule.
Right.
And Houston, last year, this was me on the Diggs thing again. I'm back at maybe this is a bigger deal to me, Diggs, than to anybody else. But I like the idea of a Bills-Patriots game with Diggs on the field for New England on a Monday night. Even week one, if we knew he was going to be ready for that game. That adds to it for me, like meaningfully.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I felt the same way with the Texans, and the NFL put it at 1 o'clock. As it happens, it was the only game in a stretch of five Bills games that was not at night. So you can only put so many on at night.
Right.
But if you want five, it's two or three, I think it would be, of the big four. There's a big four.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Two or three of those, one seemingly obligatory division game.
Sure.
Foxborough.
And then this Falcon game and your home.
And then maybe the Falcons.
Yep.
Who I think are kind of interesting, even though you hate them. You would never admit it.
Six is the maximum night games. Okay. I don't know why I had five. I feel like a few years ago maybe it was five. I had five in my head. Okay, so six is the – then let's push it to six.
Six.
Let's find six. They are not going to find reasons not to put the Bills on in primetime. I would think they'll be eager. Everybody's going to want a taste of that. So ESPN will get a look at it. Of course, NBC and Sunday Night Football will get a look at it. This Peacock thing maybe will account for something. And then you've got the Thursday Prime series. So, you know, if they there's four right there without even doing anything. if everybody takes a turn, and they'll probably be on Sunday night more than one time because they're the Bills with the defending MVP on their roster.
Why can't Josh Allen just do the Today Show?
I don't know. I'm so sick of this.
I am sick of it. After tomorrow night, I'm not going to care if he ever does the Today Show. It will mean nothing to me. I only care about it in the sense that it might be a clue.
Right.
On the schedule, once the schedule comes out, do it every day. I'll never see it or care about it at all.
He can make brownies with Hoda brownies. For all I care. I know she's not on that show.
She's not?
I don't think so.
She was.
She was? Oh, then maybe. I had that in my head. I don't know. Okay. Maybe she is still there. I don't know. I thought I'd pick someone from The View by mistake.
Hoda?
Yeah.
No, that's Today Show. Or I don't know anymore.
Yeah. I don't know anything.
As far as I know, Brian Gumbel is still hosting the Today Show, but I'm pretty sure that's stopped.
What aggravates me the most about the on-off again thing with this Allen Today Show appearance is it's for the person who hates this subject, it's just like, okay, guys, it's enough already with the Josh Allen is going to be on the Today Show thing. It's not our fault. They said he was going to be, and then they changed their minds, and then they said it was going to be again, and then they changed their minds again. So, anyway.
Is there a reason given?
I have no idea if there's been a reason given. But I did see enough detail from a few different Channel 2 employees that said like they were instructed to pull down any promotional social media for it because it's definitely off.
They have to do it? They just sort of do what they're told?
I suppose, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it is schedule related. Maybe they don't want him on.
Maybe the Bills aren't going to play any games.
I don't know. But that was a thing, and now it's not. The reveal today was Green Bay hosting Philadelphia in Week 10. That's today's Good Morning America.
Was that what that was? I missed it. I just know I've just heard a lot of reference to like, thanks for all of the Eagles information.
Well, the one game I think that we've got today that's new, other than these international games, which we already kind of knew about, there's no surprises on that list. Every one of those games had been reported already.
Yeah.
So, no real news there. But Week 10, Philadelphia at Green Bay, I think Monday night, is the one that's different from that we didn't have yesterday.
That was the Good Morning America reveal. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And does that mean that, like, so here, this is reveal time, and the game they give you is Packers-Eagles in Week 10. Does that mean the league thinks the tush-push controversy is that big a deal? Like, is that why... As opposed to Week 1 or some doubleheader like in the past when they've promoted those instead, that they think the fact that the Packers tried to get the tush-push banned makes that like a big game now?
Well, I want to admire their hustle if that's any part of the reason, but I would myself didn't even think about it.
Why would you pick a game in Week 10?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Eagles did have three games announced already.
Because the Eagles are the champs?
It's already three.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Even Green Bay had one already. I think that's I can't say probably, but maybe sort of a narrative that we're just not going to be able to avoid hearing about.
The tush-push, yeah.
That the Packers, you know, this game is bigger because the Packers tried to get that banned, and I don't know, like I really don't care that much about that, but
yeah, I definitely don't care about it. The Bills were in that too. I mean, McDermott, they didn't it wasn't their presentation, right? It wasn't their idea. But McDermott has talked about, you know, I think almost not correctly, because he keeps referencing injury. I guess it's more potential for injury because there hasn't been any injury really outside of the ordinary on the play. But McDermott's been pretty vocal about it too. So that's, I mean, they could have just as well announced Bills Eagles if they were thinking about a tush push. Green Bay outranks McDermott and the Bills on that, though. But
still. Well, it was their proposal.
Right, that's what I mean.
All McDermott ever said was, you know, he referenced injuries and he kind of pulled back on that. But I don't know. I'm not so interested in those teams have a past. They played in the playoffs even last year.
Sure, they're both contending NFC teams. So
it's rather have week one than week 10.
I'd rather have like some dribs and drabs for the whole league rather than everything being the Eagles and the Bears or whatever. It just seems like it's a lot. There's a lot of repetitiveness in what is being revealed. And I don't know, maybe in the future the league should consider letting each team, you know, pick a day before, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and have your own thing. I mean, it doesn't have to be on Good Morning America, but like, you know, let your fans know, here, hey, look, here's one game. Just here, have this. Rather than just revealing random games throughout the league calendar, and in this case, having too many of them, for my taste, involve one or two teams.
Philadelphia has four. I mean, a couple teams have two, but like even the Broncos, but Philadelphia has four. I don't know. Are they so interesting themselves, the Eagles? Like, I think, dare I say it, I mean, I think the Chiefs are sexier than the Eagles. I mean, Philadelphia won, and it's a big market, but I don't think they're, like, that great of a draw. I think they're okay, but they're not Kansas City. They're not even maybe Buffalo or Baltimore. To me, they're fine, but
they're the champs, and it's a huge market. That's it. I think I agree. I don't think that they're. I mean, the fact that they pummeled the Chiefs the way they did to me only lasts so long and gets you so far. So I don't think they're. That's part of why I'm sort of bristling at four of these games that have been revealed already being their games. It's a bit much. Sure. I they're the champs. I don't feel like every year whoever won is a team we're just hearing about. You know, if you get 8 or 10 games revealed, four of them are one team. That doesn't feel like that's what usually happens here. So it just seems like an odd year for that.
I have a tough time as here we go again, just sitting here guessing and riffing on the schedule, saying that the league isn't just doing fine when it comes to how they disseminate information. Like, I have a tough time. I want it too. I want to spin a wheel and have a number come up and have that week schedule pop up just for, like, to go to sleep. Spin a wheel, 7. Great, here's week 7. You know, just, yep. Selfishly, I'd like something like that, but I have a tough time saying that the league isn't doing right by how they do it. I mean, it's just another masterstroke where they make it didn't always work like this just in terms of revealing the schedule. I don't even remember how they did it when I was a kid. It was just like in the paper the next day or something like that.
I feel like the first time I usually saw the schedule when I was from age like 20 to 30 was on a Budweiser sign in a bar. Like, I swear, at least that's when I would look at it. You know, like really look at it. I'm sure I saw it in the paper, like you said, or on, like a screen on TV, but I didn't have it memorized. I didn't have it saved on a computer because I didn't have one. I didn't know it. And your favorite bar would have the sign from a beer company and it would have the schedule there. And then you'd sit there with your friends and try to pick out, you know, I got 12-4. that's my memory of the NFL schedule is beer signs in bars.
New York AFC.
Right. Yeah, and the guy like the running back, like the guy that is holding the ball and has a running back looking helmet would be wearing a non-running back number like 53 or something. It'd be like, because they have no rights at all.
To make sure no one confuses him for a real person.
Right, you know, you can't have the likeness of Thurman Thomas on the sign. They're not an official sponsor, but fine, you can put that up there. So no logos, none of that, but just list of the games and fake football players with logoless helmets.
Well, it definitely wasn't any sort of a event.
No,
or
that's right.
TV show or anything like that, like it is now. So, yeah, it'd be cool to know something. We don't know anything about the Bills' schedule. We thought we had Christmas, and then people said maybe not. The Allen stuff with NBC, you thought week one, maybe not. Maybe it's that Peacock game, maybe not. So here we are again, left to just sort of pontificate about it. And I don't know, like maybe that's fine. Maybe that's good. The stadium piece also makes it interesting to sort of think about this year in that context, the last year of the stadium. That has a logo now. The Bills have a farewell
stadium
logo now.
I didn't have the sound on. I saw some of a piece that they put out with Thurman Thomas narrating, walking around the stadium, and there's highlights interspersed. Maybe that's where I didn't catch the logo in that piece, but they did. Yeah, they did release something today, which, you know, I would have been nice to have a game attached to it, but no luck.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we're here to field any fans' opinion about how they should end it. I think week one is kind of special, too, this year. Or not week one, but home game number one because of the stadium, like the last opener. But not everything is going to be exactly how the Bills want it or how we would want it sentimentally. And it's also, of course, a team where you'd think there would be playoff games. And home or away, it's not like it's a given, but probably you're not looking at whatever home finale on the regular season. You would hope regular season schedule is like it, but I still do like the symbolism of the last game. Maybe it ends up being that week 17 Christmas special kind of game too. I think that's fine. And I'd want that to be a team that, you know, that matters in their history. That would be any of the division opponents. I think the Bengals are good enough where it's like, that's a good game. The Ravens would be that too. It's not so much history as it is like importance.
Marquee, yeah. Right.
So I think any of that is fine, but I think maybe fans, now we have seats in the new place and the logo and everything, like more videos, it's starting to look like a real thing. And as we get the schedule out and closer to it, more thoughts will turn to this is it. You know, this will be the last opening day tailgate. That's, I think, the best day of the year is the home opener out there at Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. And, you know, it's only across the street. It's not like...
Right, a lot of you will probably be parking in the same or very similar places when the new stadium opens, especially if you're on, you know, private lots and not the Bills lots, because a lot of that is still going to be available. I mean, certainly some of it got swallowed up by the construction of the stadium, but, you know, there's going to be enough. So it won't be that different. And, man, I saw a picture today. The stadium, you know, I don't get out there that often to really drive by and see it myself. It's been a few months now since I've even done that myself, and it looked really far along then. And I saw a photo today of a couple of people walking at the top of Chestnut Ridge Park. And you know that if you've been to Chestnut Ridge, you know you can stand there, you can see the city. And it was such a clear day. This picture was taken yesterday, I believe. You could even see Niagara Falls out in the distance. And the stadium, I mean, it looks like a stadium.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Stadium. Yeah. Like, it doesn't look like a construction site anymore. It just from that far away, it looks like a stadium.
Yes. 803-0550, if you want to join us, give us a call. You can do that. We have that. Sal Capaccio coming up at 4. More on the schedule, but there's some good playoff stuff to talk about. NBA plus the Leafs don't play tonight. There's only the one Western Conference game tonight, but lots of cool stuff to talk about there. And the PGA is this week. We'll touch on that. I don't have any picks ready for you, but you don't really care about that, so not to worry. And, you know, we'll focus on the schedule, and maybe we'll even get – I'm not sure there's anything expected, but any sort of new information would be, you know, great as we wander the proverbial schedule desert here, just gasping for breath. Any drops of water, please. See what happens. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, again, the number 803-0550. This is WGR.
A little bit transpired between me and Zach. We've tried to keep it as least amount personal as possible, but at some point in this process, it becomes personal. You know, being sent 30 days before mandatory camp or however many days it is, that if I don't show up, I will be fined, alludes to the fact that something won't get done in that time frame. With the lack of communication post-draft, made it evidently clear for my party that I had to inform that this might not work out. And that's unfortunate.
Ooh, I like that. Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals. I've never thought about this exact thing before, but when you get a warning so far in advance of what's going to happen if you don't get a thing done, that would piss me off too.
Yeah.
Like just,
yeah. Especially if you're not getting what you want. You're not even getting like fed dropped breadcrumbs alluding to what you want, right? Like it's not enough or really no communication about a contract. And, oh yeah, by the way, just so you know, this is out there. Yeah, that would set me off.
I mean, in my case, if I get I need you to get this done by X, which is like the end of summer, I will be annoyed by that. But I understand why it's being said. I have to admit, like I get it. And I get upset, but I really have no right to.
It's a reasonable enough time frame.
I mean, because I might have a reputation for putting everything off. So
right.
I understand why you're telling me, honey, that this needs to be done. And you're giving me enough time, and it really shouldn't be upsetting to me. But maybe Hendrickson has never given the Bengals any reason. Like, it's a different situation. It's a negotiation, and they're just basically warning him, like, if you don't come in by 30 or 40 days, whatever his number was just then, you're going to get fined. And like, why would they say that to him so far in advance?
Right. Like why would you think he doesn't know that?
Or that, I mean.
Right. I mean, there's that. He's been in the league a long time. I think he knows how it works. But yeah, no, it sounds like, hey, just so you know, the GM's not calling with a new contract offer. He's not talking to your guy, and you've got 30 days to figure out, you know, you're going to have to come here or you're going to start getting fined. So it does feel like a line in the sand from the organization through the coach. That's how it could be perceived anyway. I don't know. Maybe Zach Taylor just sent out it's a mass text to the entire team. Reminding them, hey, you have to be here. Here are the dates. If you don't show up, you'll be fined. Plan your travel vacation schedules accordingly.
Maybe.
But this is a special case. This is a guy that you know is in. So you might want to not just include him in that and maybe make it a little more direct or just not include him at all.
It doesn't sound like everybody got the same message.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like the Browns drafting Shedeur Sanders and just sitting there clapping and, you know, you have to acknowledge they drafted everybody else and they had the same reaction to everybody else. Like they look maybe like they were watching it from a prison or something and were not able to emote. There would have been lashings. There would have been punishment. So yeah, I mean, Hendrickson doesn't sound good there. Steve is with us. Hello, Steve.
Hey guys, I just wanted to give a little perspective on the schedule. I'm a out of towner and, you know, we've been talking about getting one more home game, you know, before they close the new stadium. We've been talking about it since last year, and we're waiting to whole, you know, plan that one last trip up there, and we're really curious what that's going to do to the secondary ticket prices for everybody out there, you know, in Bill's universe that feels that they need to get that one last home game experience, especially, you know, a lot of us haven't been back up, you know, 5-10 years. You know, we catch them on the road when they're down in our town, but I'm really concerned some of these ticket prices are going to be, they're going to jump more than people think.
For the last game.
Or maybe all season? You're thinking maybe, Steve, it makes sense that it would be, you know, it's a market-driven business, and the market should be a little more interested, I think, because it is the last time you get to do it. It's not a facet of this I have thought about. I mean, I do know that there are plenty of people who come to every game from far away. We've heard from them over the years, people that drive from North Carolina every weekend to come watch Bills football when they're at home. It makes sense that if you haven't been, especially if you haven't been in a while and want to see it one more time, maybe there's, you know, a lot more people thinking the same thing, then that could drive the prices up, I suppose.
Well, it would. I mean, the playoffs kind of save you, but that won't be a cheap ticket either. I don't know. Like, I have to admit a couple things. One, the stadium piece is not so important to everybody. Like, it's really sort of a manufactured thing, event, and they're just moving across the street, and that'll be amazing and exciting. So it's not like everybody is going to think that that's a huge deal. Like, some people are just not wired like that. I am somebody who is, and I am somebody also who is obsessed with endings. Everything to me is like, is this the last time? Not everything. Is this the last time I'm doing this? Mm-hmm. I will often be distracted, and I don't think in a healthy way, by the thought, like, whatever I'm doing, this is me doing it for the last time. I'm sort of like that. And so especially if I were someone that went to a lot of games, I have in my life, it would be to the point that this season, which otherwise is just like last year and previous years in how it's about winning a championship and maybe they can actually do it, this year the finality of the stadium would distract me. And say last year was it. And the Patriots was a road game. Who did they play before that? The Jets, right? Were the Jets maybe the last regular season home game last year? They won 40-14. Maybe that was it was 40-0 at one point. And that's a day where the playoffs are coming. Say it's the mm-hmm. last year of the stadium. You're like, all right, well, this is special. I mean, it is anyway, but it's extra special because it's the last regular season game ever here. And it won't be the last game, period, but there's still that. And it's a win, it's a blowout, it's Aaron Rodgers, it's like all these sort of special mm-hmm. things that will go down in history. But, you know, like if that happens this year, think about it. The playoffs come along and that takes precedence. And I had to think about, like, what game is it? Maybe you didn't remember what game it was out there. Like, just, oh, yeah. So the playoffs come along and it's Denver in the wild card and the Bills are a pretty good favorite. And you're out there and like, okay, well, here we go, the playoffs. Man, this might be the last time I'm ever in here. If they lose this game.
Yeah.
And like, I think it breeds more of a thought toward losing. Like, it's just that mm-hmm. if this is it, and you know, you don't really want that. They beat Denver, and then it's Baltimore the next week, and those teams are sort of on par with each other, and like, all right, well, did we know that the following week would be away? I think we did. Kansas City had already won. So you knew if it's the last year, like that night, you know, is it. Win or lose, that's the last game ever to be played there. And it just like adds.
Yeah, there would have been a lot more anxiety about the way that game, the, you know, right down to the end, the drop 2-point conversion, everything I think is ratcheted up if you're wired that way. And I happen to be similar enough to you in this way to say that, yeah. So it's part of the reason why I even said yesterday, like I doubt that the finale will be the last game there. I mean, they've had a home playoff game each of the last four seasons now, right? Or is it even five now?
I think it's five.
Okay. So You know, we've grown to expect that. We shouldn't necessarily think it's guaranteed, but you know, you go in thinking that. I want as easy an opponent for the final game as possible. Like I want it to be a good memory, right? I don't know if I'm obsessed with endings, but I'm thinking about that ending, and like give me a division game. It doesn't even matter who it is. I'd prefer the Jets because they were the first regular season game in the stadium, and that also happens to be maybe the most tomato can-ish team on your schedule. So that would work really well for me. But it's rooted in a fear of the memory being tarnished in some way. That I'm here one last time. This guy is maybe he's going to come with his family from wherever. He didn't say where he was coming from. But people are going to come from far away for the final Bills game in the stadium, the regular season game, the one they know they can buy a ticket to in, you know, when the schedule gets revealed or whenever single game seats go on sale, whatever, when the secondary market starts being available. And you're going to do that. You're going to come here and you're going to want, even if there's playoff games a week later or 2 weeks later, you're probably not making that trip again. You're going to want that to be a good memory. That was the motivation behind me, like wishing for the Jets at the end, not just the synergy part, but they're a good opponent for this because you want it to be a special day that isn't marred by a loss to somebody.
It'll just be so interesting how up in the air the ending will be because of the playoffs. If you can imagine 2 years ago being the last year of the stadium, that was the year they were 6-6 at one point. And they get to 9-6. And in week 17, they played the Patriots at home on New Year's Eve. That was the home finale. They won a relatively close game against New England, but you leave that day. You wouldn't know if that was it. There'd be a chance, but that's the year where the next week they go to Miami.
Right, you would have left that day not even knowing for sure that they were going to be in the playoffs.
That's what I mean. Like yeah, there was a fair chance that would have been the last game there. And so like that would be really on your mind if you are somebody that cares about that, which I think is most of us. And then the Bills go to Miami. Had they lost to Miami, I think they would have gone back there the next week, but there's no home game coming.
Right.
If they don't win the game in Miami, which was a close game, they won on a punt return. So that if that's the last year of the stadium, that's kind of weird. But it turns out that they do end up coming back, and that's Kansas City. If that's the last year of the stadium, the loss to the Chiefs is it. And then, you know, the way it's going over the years would be like, yeah, it made sense. That probably is how it should have ended. That's fitting.
Right.
So you think about any of these other years where there is like a playoff expectation. All the Bills have to, listen to me now, like this is nothing. All the Bills have to do to guarantee a home playoff game in this, the real last year of the stadium, is win the division. No matter what, they don't have to be the one seed. They don't have to be anything more than better than Miami, Jets, Patriots. So if they're that, then there will definitely be at least one home game in the playoffs. And then whatever you want to do with the regular season, just do it. It might be over like it has been last year, other years. When was the division either literally locked up or realistically locked up last year? Like there were 5 weeks left in the season. When they beat San Francisco, that was the end of the race.
That was the clinching moment. Yeah, I think San Francisco game. That was December 1st.
That was December 1st. They had 5 games left after that. And the whole time you would have known, okay, this is the last regular season, but there'll be more. That's right.
Yeah.
And there were 2 games. 803-0550. Thank you, Steve. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sal at 4. This is WGR. Welcome back. We're pondering the Bills schedule, which is not out yet. In fact, we don't have any game locked down at this point. And especially or specifically in the last little while, the end of the season with the stadium closing after this year and just how it might be amazing and like the kind of day you never forget whenever the regular season ends in the stadium, or it might be anticlimactic because they're going to host the Ravens again in the playoffs the next week. Who knows? Pete is next. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, I was wondering, gentlemen, we haven't talked about what if that last game doesn't mean anything? That'd be crazy with all the starters sitting.
Yes, that's right. Bulldog is sort of in this kick lately where he wants the game to be as easy on paper as it could get, and I come back with that point.
Yeah.
That if it's that Patriot game from last year and it's Mike White taking the last snaps at the stadium,
right.
I don't know. Like, it's, again, playoffs are coming, but I agree. I don't think I want that either. I don't know. How much can I really ask for? What do I want?
Depends, I think. Not for pre...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Planning, like, for people who are going to buy tickets before the season begins to try to be at the last game at the stadium. But if everyone is sitting down because they've clinched the one seed and you know you've got ideally two playoff games, provided you win the divisional round game, then the whole can proverbially just kind of gets kicked down the road, I think, to an extent. And you get your wish. I don't think you'd mind watching Mike White play that game if you know, again, not speaking for people who are making the trip special to be at the last game. Like, that would take a lot out of it, I understand. But the one, you know, you're if you're all set to that extent, although, you know, we've seen them sit. I mean, they sat last year and they didn't. I mean, they clinched, but they only clinched the two, not the one. So that's how it goes sometimes. That's a good point. Tarnish is too strong, but it would take something away from the day for sure. If the regulars aren't playing, that might be a good reason to have the game be on the road in week 18. You have a better chance of needing to play in week 17.
Mm-hmm.
So wonder if you know, whatever suggestions, wish list type stuff teams can have with the league, I wonder if anyone thought of that. can we just finish up week 17 at home, please? Just because, you know, we want everyone to see the full show.
Well, that could be. What we talked about a lot yesterday, which is that Christmas weekend in prime time. There are 8 so-called island games that week, week 17 this year. 3 on Christmas, 3rd being Denver, Kansas City. That's the one we know, the night game on Christmas. 3 on Saturday, including the Peacock exclusive on Saturday night. And there's also a Sunday night, and there's also a Monday night. So you'd have 8 opportunities to, if you will, put a bow on the Bills, you know, stadium history in a game that everybody will see. And that would then you have week 18 on the road. That's what I would do. Like, the schedule people have the whole league in mind, but if I were the Bills, that's what I'd want. I'd want the Peacock game. Saturday night, maybe I get snow. In fact, Bulldog. I mean, for all the times you call me out for not doing any prep. Last night for ADP chasing, I didn't end up even using it this morning. Sure, I'll prep for that show, you're probably thinking. But those guys want to know when the schedule comes out, it's best ball tournament time, who's playing whom in week 17. Week 17 is, as they say, all that matters. So I went through and made a fake I wasn't going to trick anybody. This was obviously going to be just one hypothetical. A fake Week 17 schedule. And I put Bengals-Bills in the Peacock game on my schedule. That's what I picked. And I love that it worked out that I didn't have to go moving teams around because the way it went for me, everybody had it fit. And I thought, you know, what I could do better here is find out what the weather is expected to be for that particular day, that weekend, and all these places.
That information is available?
Sure. So I did some kind of a Google search, and the first...
How accurate is it?
We'll see, I guess. I have it right here if you want it. I'll tell you what our weather is expected, quote, expected to be on December 27th in just a second. The first link that comes up is the Farmer's Almanac. That's not surprising, right?
No, that's not. That's where you'd go for that.
That's where you'd go for that. If anything is surprising about it, it's that the Farmer's Almanac is online.
Or still exists at all. Yes, okay.
Sure. But, so I clicked on the Farmer's Almanac link. You needed to pay them.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't just going to give me...
That's how they get you.
They get your money. Yep. They weren't just going to give me the forecast for Orchard Park on December 27th. So I went to some other site. And it said heavy snow. 35 and heavy snow. I got everybody's. There was moderate snow.
Oh, no.
And another one.
Oh, no.
Who had moderate snow? A Green Bay.
What if it's so bad the game needs to be moved to Cincinnati?
The last game in the history of the stadium is moved to Detroit. Because of the snow.
This is peak scheduling speculation right here.
I would like to think so,
yes. We have reached the summit. I don't know where we go from here. It's only 5 minutes before four. I don't know what else we do.
Cleveland, by the way, that weekend, patchy rain in 39, just so you know. Mm. Sal Capaccio after sports here on WGR.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.